Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank God that this evening all of us have been able to make it here so that we can praise and glorify our Lord together. So we pray that His word will touch us and change our hearts, give us new strength to continue to serve Him the way He wants. So this evening, our theme is, I hate you. I hate you. That's our theme. And our text is taken from Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 to 12. We will read the text at the end of the talk. Well, it's a funny theme, right? I'm standing here to give you a talk and I'm telling you I hate you. Anyway, don't misunderstand the theme. It is not me speaking the words, I hate you. This is the dialogue that we as children of God always have with the world. And this is what the world always tells us, I hate you. So it is the world that is speaking, and is speaking to you and is speaking to me, saying, I hate you. Praise the Lord. If you look at the scriptures, right from the beginning of creation, there has always been hatred. People have always been hated. And why have these people been hated? I want us to take the account of the life of some of the Bible characters. And we look at that. We have seen Adam and Eve being hated. We have seen Abel being hated. Moses, Aaron and Caleb, Joseph, Jeremiah, David, Jesus, the apostles. There are so many people. But I want to take these few individuals and see their situation with the world. Praise the Lord. How have each of these people been hated in their lives? And why were they hated? Adam and Eve were created by God. God gave them rules and regulations and said, follow these rules and regulations. In fact, how many were they? It was just one. You are permitted to do everything, but don't eat that fruit, the fruit of that tree. Don't even touch it. And Satan went to them and said, hey, God said you shouldn't eat it, and that if you eat it, you will die. No, he's a liar. God is lying. You will not die. You become like him. Why did Satan go to do that? Satan, we know, was an angel who decided to fight against God because he thought he was the rightful person to the throne. And God sacked him from heaven. And Satan said, no, the people that you have put on earth, now you love them, but you hate me, or you don't love me. So I will hate those people that you have created, and I will cause them to disobey you, and I will disconnect them from you. So they were hated because they were connected with God. They were loved by God. There are people who were created by God. They were loved by God. They were connected to God. And God was showing his love to them, his favor to them, day in, day out. God used to go down and walk with them. Because of that, Satan hated them. So he went there and deceived them so that they would disobey God. Let's look at Abel. Cain and Abel were the children of Adam and Eve. Cain was somebody who did not love God. He didn't respect God. So that when he got produced from his work, he would take the bad part and go and give to God. Abel, on the other hand, would make sure that he took the best part and give to God. So he was serving God with all his heart. He was serving God with all his heart. He loved God and he wanted to follow the way of God. He wanted to behave the way that God wanted him to behave. And because of that, Cain hated him. And Cain finally killed him. Praise the Lord. Let us look at Moses, Aaron, and Caleb. We can even add Joshua. Caleb and Joshua and some other people were sent to go and spy a piece of land. Some people's land, which God has instructed them to go and take. And when they came back, some people were afraid. And they started telling lies. If we go there, we can't defeat those people. They will kill us. And they will take our wives and our children and our property. And all the people turned against Moses, Aaron, Caleb, and Joshua. And I said, it got to a point when they were planning to stone them to death. It was God who intervened and saved them. They wanted to stone them to death and take new leaders. Now, these are people that God chose, especially Aaron and Moses. Especially people that he chose, prepared them, he loved them. He sent them to go and free his people. They were doing the work of God. They were carrying out the instructions that God gave them to go and carry out. And the very people that they were sent to go and save, they turned around and hated them. They turned against them and they wanted to kill them. Look at Joseph. Joseph was loved by his father. He was loved by his father. And because he was loved by his father, his brothers hated him. And especially the hatred even grew worse when he started having dreams. Dreams that his brother interpreted to mean that he was going to be what? To be king or to rule them. At the first dream, they were harvesting wheat or whatever. And then as they were gathering them together and tying them together, he stood up in the middle and the other, his brother's own, surrounded his own and bowed to his own. So which the brothers interpreted as that he was going to become king and they were going to bow down before him. And they didn't like that. So they hated him. These were all revelations about the kind of things that God had prepared for Joseph. And when his brothers got to realize that this is what God was planning for their brother, they did what? They hated him and sold him. They had planned to kill him, but they had changed their minds and they sold him. Then the same Joseph went to Pharaoh's house, the king of Egypt, where he was finally sold to. And he was there. And he was well built and handsome. And his master's wife desired him. And Joseph said, no, I cannot dishonor God. Since I came here, what is it that I have lacked? My master has given everything in his house. Everything that he owns, he has put everything under my control. The only thing he hasn't put under my control is you. Why should I dishonor my master and sin against my God by sleeping with you, who is my master's wife? By taking what my master has not given to me, which is theft. And the woman said, you will not do it. I will hate you. In fact, I hate you. Praise the Lord. And so one day, when Joseph went into the room to work, this woman held her. And he ran away and left his shirt. Let's call it shirt. She kept it and then called the servant and told them, hey, this man came here to rape me. Look at his shirt, he ran away and left when I started screaming. Told the same thing to the husband, and the husband threw Joseph into prison. Praise the Lord. Look at Jeremiah. There are so many times when he was persecuted, he was hated. But there is one instance where the Babylonians were attacking the Israelites. And the Lord asked Jeremiah to proclaim to the people and say, look, surrender yourself to the Babylonians. If you go and war against them, they will kill you. They will kill most of you and they will take some of you by force. But if you surrender peacefully, at least you will save your life. They will go to other prophets and they will say, hey, go and fight them. God will give them over to you. They will lie. They wanted the favor of the king and his officials. But Jeremiah was confident enough to proclaim the truth that God wanted him to proclaim. And because of that, the king hated him. The officials hated him. So some of the officials went to the king and said, this is what this man is doing. He is making the people lose their courage. The soldiers are all afraid because of his words. Let us kill him. And the king said, go ahead, do whatever you want. And they threw him into a well. And it was an Ethiopian eunuch who saved him. Because he was proclaiming what God had asked him to proclaim, the truth. Because he was living for what God wanted. Because he wanted to follow God. The king hated him. The officials hated him. And then they wanted to kill him. Look at David. Nobody was confident enough to stand in the name of the Lord because they were the Lord's people. To fight and deliver their people from the insults of the Philistines. And David, a small boy, came out and said, look, in the name of our God, I am going to fight that giant. And David fought him and killed him. He killed Goliath. And after that, he was receiving praise. Saul has killed his thousands, but David has killed his 10,000s. So Saul became jealous of David. And he hated him. He planned to kill David, but he did not succeed. None of the people there, the thousands of soldiers who had gone out there to war, none of them had the confidence to trust their God, to lift the name of their God high, and say, I can stand up with that the God that I serve will give me victory over this man, even as big as he is. None of them had the courage to do that. None of them had the courage to testify to the power, to the glory of God. The David who decided to testify to the power and the glory of God became hated by Saul. Jesus, we know his life very well. How many times he was tested and tempted by the scribes and the Pharisees? How many times he was cornered? And finally, he was arrested. When they thought that they had found some lies that they could use against him, they arrested him. We all know the suffering that he went through. But what was Jesus doing? He was just doing the will of the Father. He said, this man broke our Sabbath laws because he set people free. He set human beings who were indeed free on the Sabbath. But simply because he was doing the work of his Father. And the work of his Father is that when people are sick on Sabbath, they heal them. When people need help on the Sabbath, they help them. But they were filled with jealousy for him. So they hated him. Look at the apostles. They were hated equally. Remember, Stephen was stoned to death. Remember, the apostles were arrested and put in prison. In fact, they intended killing them. But an angel came and saved them. Miraculously, asked them to go and continue preaching. And when the next time they came to went to look for them, they were in the temple preaching. And they said this time they didn't arrest them. But they started to arrest, pick them by force. People must stone them. They took them in, warned them, and lashed them. And said, don't ever proclaim in that man's name. They were doing the work of God. They were giving people good news, consoling people who were dejected and rejected, people who didn't think that there was any value in life, people who thought that they were useless. They were going around giving these people hope that you are somebody, you are a creature of God, and you are loved by God. And those who were sick, they healed them. Those who are demons, they delivered them, and they were free. And this is what they were doing, but they were hated. The people hated them. Praise the Lord. So this is what is happening. This is what has happened. And is it not still happening today? It is happening these days. There is no child of God who will say that for him he is not hated. It is a lie. There is no child of God who will say that for him he is not hated. There are a lot of things that we want to do. But why is the world not happy about it? Last week, I mentioned our dressing. But let me mention it again. Why is it so? The world that is ruled by the devil. When I say the world, I mean anything that is not of Christ is the world. Anything that is of Christ is not the world. They know that when we decide to dress in a manner that pleases God, we are honoring our God. And because we are honoring our God, the world hates us. And so that's why they will make all the comments that they make about us. All these people, these things were done to. All these things were made in an attempt to make sure that they turn around and conform with them. So when Satan deceived Adam and Eve and they ate the fruit, they now became disobedient, fallen, like he, Satan, who was fallen. So now, Satan has got companions. The people that God said he created and he loved, now they have become companions with what? With Satan. And that was what he wanted. Cain was jealous. If Abel had decided to turn around and behave the same way Cain was behaving, so that God was also displeased with Abel, then Cain would not have killed Abel. Cain wanted Abel to turn around and also behave the same way that he was behaving. When the Israelites turned against Moses, Aaron, Caleb, and the rest, they wanted them to turn around and behave the same way. In fact, there were times when the Israelites hoped, the way they were complaining, that Moses would say, this God, I'm tired. The problems will never end. Problem yesterday, problem the day before yesterday, problem to today. Hey, my friends, let's go back to Egypt. That place we're getting plenty of food to eat. That's what they wanted from Moses. And Moses said, no, I will stick to my God. Whatever God instructs me to do, no matter what it is, that's what I will do. But that's what they wanted. The same thing with all the rest. The king and the official wanted Jeremiah to speak what they wanted to hear. That is, tell us that let's go out to battle against those people. You will win. Because that's what they wanted, irrespective of what God wanted. In the same way, that's how the world looks at us. We are trying our best to dress in such a way that we don't tempt anybody. We are trying our best to dress in such a way that we will look decent, we will look presentable to our God. Our God will be happy with us. When he says, my daughter, my son, the way you have dressed, I'm very happy with you. Clap hands for yourself. Praise the Lord. And the people in the world, they are not dressing like they say, no, we can't allow these people to be honoring God that way. Let us complain against them. If you look at it, all those people who are always in doing what God doesn't want, who are always going against God, they are always the persons who are taking the action, the negative actions. They are the ones who are always very vociferous, very vocal. They will speak loudly, they will persecute, and they will do the rest. So this is what happens. And it's the same way that the world shouts at us today. You know, there are different ways of shouting, but the world actually shouts. You know, in computer language, if, let's say, you send a text message to somebody and you send it in all capital letters, it means you are shouting at the person. And so, when you're using your mobile phone, you are sending text message, don't send all capitals. It means you are shouting. If you are sending an email to somebody through the computer, you put all capitals, you are shouting at the person. So the world shouts at us, makes a lot of noise, so that we will become afraid and then we turn around and conform to what they are doing. Fornication. We try our best to live morally upright lives. But the world says, no, these people, we will have to turn them around and let them become like us. So whatever they will do to make sure that they corrupt our minds and pollute our minds, so that when we are sitting down, all our minds will be on fornication, so that when we have the chance, we cannot resist. That is what they will do. That's why now all the hip-hop and those videos, when they are producing their videos, it is naked women. I will say naked. It's almost naked. But these are the panties that they wear when they are producing those things. That when you see those things, sometimes your mind will become so corrupted to the point that if you see nothing wrong with it. But the influence is there. It weakens your result. It weakens your mind. It weakens your soul. So that it is more difficult for you to resist. So when you have the opportunity, it is hard for you to resist. He said, let us shout at them. They want to spread that everywhere. That is shouting. So that when they see it, they cannot resist. They will become like us. We are doing our best to make sure that we preach about Christ. We preach about peace. We preach about love. We preach about forgiveness. But there are many, 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 many hindrances in our way. We are trying to build our spiritual lives, and then we're able to use whatever we have built to help other people. And that is where the people will come in and say, Osofo Mame, I don't know where there's Osofo Papa too. Praise the Lord. And all those comments they make, they are making those comments so that you will become discouraged and stop what you are doing. They are simply asking you, come and be like us. We are not giving you permission to be like, to be what you want to be. But I'm telling you, my brother, my sister, nobody needs to give you permission. Only God will give you the permission. What God has given you the permission to be or to do is what you will be, and that's what you will do. Praise the Lord. You go to the schools, especially the students here. And, you know, students, there's a lot of misbehavior in the school. A lot of misbehavior. And those people who are normally misbehaving, when you are not part of them, they will be insulting you. They will hate you. And they will insult you. And therefore, you, even in our families like that, when most of the children are misbehaving and there's one particular child who is good and honorable and all that, then the rest will turn against and always be insulting. Therefore, you want to behave like that, so they will say, we are bad, eh? And if you happen to be the smaller one, and every time your parents are away, you will be in trouble. It will beat you, pa. If they do something and your parents come and you report trouble for you, and therefore you want to show that you are the good, one. And all these things are there. So they will do everything possible to stop you from doing that. They will do everything possible to change you so that you become like them. So that whatever they are doing, you will also do that. If you go to our workplaces, there are a lot of things that are happening there, but a lot of times we are not permitted to talk. Especially when you find that you are one or one among the very few people who will have the guts, as they put in quotes, to voice whatever you have seen that's wrong. They will try and find ways and means to frighten you. So that at the end, you will say, if you cannot beat them, you join them. Praise the Lord. Because probably you have seen that your life is being threatened. Your job is being threatened. Because if you don't do something, they may sack you. They may tell lies against you. Like how Potiphar's wife told lies against Joseph and had Joseph imprisoned. You think that such situation can happen to you. And even they are not even comfortable. Even if you are aware and you are not even talking, but they are not comfortable. They think that one day you will talk. And because of that, they will frighten you. They will threaten you. And at the end, you will say, if you can't beat them, join them. Let us not be the people to say that. Let them be the people to say that. Let them be the people who are unbeatable. So they are unbeatable and then we will join them. Let us not be that way. Let us be the people who are unbeatable. So that they see that whatever they are doing, we are resolved to do what our God wants. We are resolved to follow our God. And they say that, look, if they cannot beat us, then they join us. Praise the Lord. This is the kind of mentality that we should have. So the world hates us. The world is telling us it hates us. So what should be our response? What should be our reaction to that? What should be our reaction to that? Those words the world is proclaiming to us. I hate you. Jesus said, when somebody hates you, don't hate back. But then the Bible also says that if you follow a fisherman, you will definitely get smeared with the mat. Isn't it true? And we have that in our local saying. So as much as we will not hate the world, but we should make sure that we don't follow the world. So if the world hates us, why should we always want to get ourselves involved in whatever the world adores? We should think about it. You can imagine that you have somebody who has publicly told everybody, I hate you. But every time that person is doing anything, you are always there. You wouldn't do that. It's not a sign that you hate the person. But you wouldn't do that. If anything happens to yourself, people will say that you have no case. Because the person has made you aware that he hates you. And when somebody hates you, the person can do anything to you. In fact, the person wants your downfall. The person wants to see you in pain. The person wants to see you suffer. And yet you make sure that whatever the person is, that's where you are. Whatever the person is doing, you participate. The person is having a wedding, you go and chop some of the fruit. The person is making a party, birthday party, he doesn't invite you, you go and attend everything. So if the world is telling us that it hates us, then we have to be careful. We have to see how we can distance ourselves from the world. But do we have any hope? I want you to know something. All these people that I have mentioned, at the end, God always came to their rescue. You can say that Abel was killed. But the Bible says that Abel's blood cried out to God. So Abel, even in death, was with God. So God didn't abandon him. Even after death, Abel was with God. Abel's blood cried to God in heaven. So God didn't abandon him. Adam and Eve, when God came down and saw them that they have sewn fig leaves and covered themselves, He made clothing from skin, animal skin, for them to wear. God didn't abandon them. God still rescued them. Moses and the others, they said that when the people had planned to stone them to death, then they lacked the presence, God appeared to them. And it's when God appeared that the people turned around and they didn't stone them. When Joseph's brother sold him, and they thought that he was going to be in some kind of misery or other things. But then at the end, because God's favor was with him, he was sold to an Egyptian official. They said he was the chief of the palace guard. And Joseph was working in his house. And because God was with him, the man saw that because of Joseph's presence, everything that he did was blessed. And so he put him in charge of everything that he owned. Then eventually, after his prison sentence, in fact, the sentence even didn't read before he was removed. He was released from prison. And then he was made governor of the whole of Egypt. God came to his rescue and blessed him. Jeremiah, after he was put in the pit, the Ethiopian eunuch came to his aid. And Jeremiah was released from the pit. Saul was never able to kill David as much as he desired. And he tried to kill him because God protected David. And even at the point when David had the opportunity to kill Saul and decided not to kill him, God still protected him so that Saul didn't kill him. Jesus, we will say he was killed. But we know the reason why Jesus died. It was he himself who allowed it to happen, so that you and I could benefit from his death. So the purpose that he had was fulfilled, no matter what the people did. The apostles who were hated, you remember when Stephen was being stoned, that he raised his eyes to heaven and he said he saw the glory of God. He saw Jesus seated at the right hand of the Father. So he knew where he was going. So in fact, Stephen was taken to heaven. God said, "My son, it is time for me to take you to heaven. But then I want to use you to reveal my glory. So that you and I can today sit down and have confidence that even if we are in such a situation, we as we are steadfast to the Lord, we are preparing ourselves for his kingdom." So what does Jesus tell us? Let's look at our main text. That is the final message. So we now go to Matthew 5, 1 to 12. Jesus saw the crowds and went up a hill where he sat down. His disciples gathered round him and he began to teach them. Happy are those who know they are spiritually poor. The kingdom of heaven belongs to them. Happy are those who mourn. God will comfort them. I hope you are listening to this message very carefully. Because after this, I am not going to talk much. Because this is the message that, the hope that the Lord has given to us. This is the hope that he has given to us. This is what he tells us about the persecution we are going through. What the world is telling us, it hates us. If we do not listen to the world, if we don't conform to the world, and we decide to stick to the Lord, this is the hope that we have. This is the message the Lord is giving to us. What we will gain by all that we are going through, the suffering we go through at the hand of the world before it hates us. Happy are those who know they are spiritually poor. The kingdom of heaven belongs to them. Happy are those who mourn. God will comfort them. Happy are those who are humble. They will receive what God has promised. Happy are those whose greatest desire is to do what God requires. God will satisfy them fully. Happy are those who are merciful to others. God will be merciful to them. Happy are the pure in the heart. They will see God. Happy are those who work for peace. God will call them his children. Happy are those who are persecuted because they do what God requires. The kingdom of heaven belongs to them. Happy are you when people insult you and persecute you and tell all kinds of evil lies against you because you are my followers. Be happy and glad, for a great reward is kept for you in heaven. This is how the prophets who lived before you were persecuted. You come here every Friday for this video. And you come here because you want a closer walk with the Lord. I want you to pray right now. Anything that is a barrier that the enemy has placed or wants to place in your life, I want you to reject it. And I want to cancel it with the blood of Jesus. Begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, every barrier that is in our way, we cancel it in the mighty name of Jesus. Every blockade that has been placed in our way, we cancel it in the mighty name of Jesus. We cancel every plan against our life that will increase our ability to tell you, that will disconnect us from you, that will divert our attention from you. We cancel them with the blood of Jesus. In the mighty name 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 of Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.